One last bit of very important childhood business before we move on, and that is the so-called family romance. By 1790, by the time he was 20 years old, Beethoven firmly believed his birth date to be 1772, not 1770. It had apparently nothing to do with his father. There were stories that his father had changed Beethoven's birth certificate to make his musical abilities look more prodigious, but apparently this is untrue. And it was not just an issue of vanity either. By being born in 1772, Beethoven realized that he could not be the Ludwig van Beethoven listed in 1770 on his birth certificate. Rather, he increasingly believed himself to be the illegitimate son of the King of Prussia, either Friedrich Wilhelm II or Frederick the Great himself. Maynard Solomon writes, "The ramifications of the family romance are extremely tangled, and its possible meanings cannot be exhausted. The father is at once slain. The mother is retained. Raised to the rank of king's mistress, but simultaneously degraded for her infidelity. The fantasy can take deep root only when the child is, or imagines himself to be, neglected, maltreated, and unloved. While Beethoven's fantasy actually gained in strength and tenacity as he grew to maturity, it was the heartfelt and unanswered cry of a child for his parents' love." And this is, of course, very sad. Beethoven's second decade, he emerges from his shell via his musical talent between 1780 and 1790. He begins studying organ and composition with a gentleman named Christian Gottlob Neef. He is the Bonn court organist, and he is a Lutheran and a great fan of Bach. So from a very young age, Beethoven was exposed to Bach, Bach's keyboard music, Bach's organ music in particular. And this music profoundly affects Beethoven as he develops as both pianist and composer. Perhaps the big moment in Beethoven's early life occurs in the spring of 1787 at the age of 16. He is sent at the expense of the elector to Vienna so that the Viennese authorities could judge his future as a pianist and also, perhaps, to play for and take some lessons with the great Mozart. Sadly, this trip to Vienna was cut short almost immediately after Beethoven's arrival with the news that his mother was dying. Beethoven went back to Bonn and did not return to Vienna after his mother's death. The trip to Vienna, as the elector later pointed out to Haydn, was a total failure, with Beethoven bringing back nothing but debts, unquote. Beethoven becomes, by necessity, at the age of 16 years old, my friends, the head of the Beethoven household. He becomes the guardian of his two younger brothers. He becomes the guardian of his narcotized and helpless father. He is a genuine survivor. In 1789, at the age of 18, Beethoven petitioned the elector for half of his father's pension and additionally petitioned that his drunken father be exiled from Bonn, a petition that the elector granted. In 1792, when Johann van Beethoven, that is Ludwig's father, died, the elector joked to an administrator that the income from the wine tax would be considerably reduced with Herr Beethoven's death. Some joke. In November of 1792, the now almost 22-year-old Beethoven travels again to Vienna, this time to finish his musical education with the great Haydn. He arrives in Vienna about November 8th of 1792. Now, perhaps even more important than the letters of introduction Beethoven carries in his back pocket, at least in terms of easing his way into Vienna's musical life, was Beethoven's pianism. By 1792, he had attained an extraordinary technique and a most original approach to the still rather new pianoforte. In 1791, the year before the journey to Vienna, a critic named Carl Ludwig Junker heard Beethoven play and had the following very perceptive remarks to make. And I quote Junker, "His style of treating the instrument is so different from what is usually heard that it gives one the idea that he has attained that height of excellence on which he now stands by a path of his own discovery," unquote. Yes, Beethoven would seem to be playing the piano in a way that no one has played it before.